She wore that tight dress just to enhance.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 8:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We just checked out Jay Haz and Drake with Who Told You. We've got the Minister of News in the studio. That's David Bishop, the Minister of News for some time for Future Media.
The outgoing.
The Minister outgoing of...
yeah. David Bishop. Even if I see you in the mall.
Yeah.
Hi, David Bishop. That's going to be me.
So, David Bishop, you are leaving Future Media. You're exploring another adventure. Mm-hmm. And usually around about this time, we talk about the world and what's happening with everything. But I think today, I think it's befitting that we talk about you, my good sir.
The next chapter.
Way it started and the next chapter, that is.
Mm.
20 odd years?
Yeah, so 1998.
1998.
And then there's a short brief for studying.
Yeah.
And then I got back in 2005 and sort of straight out from there.
The 1998 that you did, but what was that? What was that venture? Where did you start?
That was Radio Wave. That was like a week after Radio Wave started. Mm. They'd sort of just moved across because it started in Rob Thompson's house, one of the bedrooms in his house.
Yeah.
They'd sort of just moved across to Reverend Michael Scott Street, to the Windhoek Eye Center. And they'd moved into the offices there. And one Saturday, I was at a friend's house. We were watching cricket, I think. And he got a phone call from his dad, who was visiting the studios with Rob, because they were friends, and said, you know, come past the studios. You know, come and see what's going on. So we thought, okay, cool. We drove across. We got to the studios. So my friend's dad met me at the back door, took me by the arm, walked me through, and said, Rob, David says he'll do it.
Wow.
I'm like, I'll do what now? So, yeah, they were like, well, it's Dion's birthday. We're all going for a braai. We need someone to be on air. So go through to the studio there. Margaret will show you how everything works. I got like 5 minutes training on the board. And they're like, okay, cheers. We're going off to the braai. We'll listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're good enough, we'll give you a job.
I'm pretty sure that Margaret was like, don't overthink it.
Yeah, just
have fun.
There was a country station at the time as well. And like 18-year-old me knew nothing about country music. So.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It was fun. I mean, it was the dream.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was 12 years old. We were driving on the sort of annual, it was around this time of year, when the school holidays were still different. You had that sort of March, April big school holiday.
Yes.
So we always used to go head off to KwaZulu-Natal. So, you know, you're driving long roads through South Africa. I still had a Walkman. And my Walkman had a built-in radio and I could tune. So as we're driving along, you know, you're tuning in to try to find a radio station to listen to. And I tuned in and I heard this voice and I was like, okay, and I'm listening. And I'd found 5FM and I was listening to Alex J. And I said, that's what I want to do.
Wow.
And I told him later on in life, I actually got a hold of him. I decided, well, why not? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I sent him an email and then I said to him, listen, you know, I just want to let you know that you are why I wanted to be. I mean, I like Midnight Caller. I love WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All of those sort of TV shows with radio. But hearing Alex J, I think, was just sort of that trigger moment. Was like, that's what I want to do. I want to talk on the radio. And I told him, and he was quite chuffed that he actually wrote back.
Yeah.
And he was quite chuffed to hear that it was. So, yeah.
Could you imagine your radio idol just writing back to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had that moment earlier this year when I had a conversation with DJ Fresh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you know, I was in heaven.
For me, it was.
So I know how that feels.
What's the Desiree Wana? No, Desiree Wana for me will always be. And then I think I stalked a little bit there by Facebook, but now she's my girl.
Explain the name The Deacon.
Yeah.
When did that come about?
So like, when I started, I was working. I got a night show on radio.
Yeah.
And I was working full time during the day. And then you know, you're 18 and you're dumb and you think like, I'm going to go on air and like, I'm going to cause nuisance and I'm going to be this guy and I'm going to like change the world. And but I need, you know, I need some anonymity to do that. I can't let people know who I am. So, I still smoked back then, so we were out on a smoke break while I was working, you know, my day job, and we were sort of thinking, okay, well, what can we you know, what name could we have?
Yeah.
And we were like playing with, okay, well, my surname's Bishop. There's only one Pope, so you can't be like the Pope.
Pope, yeah.
But like, wait a minute, we're looking through the church. The priest, no. The lay minister, no. We're like, the deacon. Boom, and it worked. And the deacon just worked, and it stuck. Yeah. And it's amazing because there's still people that, you know, like Axel Tyson from Saimat. He still calls me nothing but deacon. So there's those people that know, you know, that know me by that name and just stick to that name. They sort of, like Axel will never call me David.
Yeah. Like it's just never going to work. Yeah.
You're deacon.
It's so probably going to even be strange if he starts to call you David.
Yeah, like, it would be like.
Why? What did I do?
Yeah, did I upset you?
Did I upset you?
It's like when your parents use your middle name.
Yeah, right? Or like your partner when they don't call you baby and they call you by your government name. Yeah, that's a problem.
So yeah, so that was just my sort of pseudonym, and that stuck for a long time. And then I went off to study. When I came back from studies in 2005, then we sort of decided, okay, well, I was thinking, and my dad said to me at that stage, he's like, listen, you know, just go, you know, like, use your real name. Come on, you know, people can.
People must know that.
But when I got back, obviously, they wanted this whole thing about, like, the deacon's back after, you know, 4 or 5 year gap or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, so we did a whole thing about that. So then I was back into being deacon, for, you know, the rest until. Obviously, once I started doing news and stuff, someone reading you the news with a pseudonym. Yeah. News is about trustworthiness. So I thought, okay, well, once we're on the news, then there we go. David Bishop. And it was loads. There were people that were sort of, you know, getting hold of me in the studio, like, well, why have you changed your name? Like people thought Deacon was my first name. And so I'm like, no, this has always been my name.
So tell us about the next chapter, Urban Friction.
Urban Friction. So the next chapter is a venture into owning my own business and hopefully making a success out of it. So I've bought the climbing wall. Urban Friction is the climbing wall at Maroon Mall. I mean, if you drive along Robert Mugabe, you see it underneath Virgin Active. You can get into it from the Checkers parking level 1. So yeah, bought the wall. There's loads of potential there. There's an amazing team in place that are working there. But the owner has been living in Germany, or the previous owner has been living in Germany for the last 2 years or so. He's never planning on coming back. And it's not the kind of thing that you can sort of just run as your side project. It needs that dedication. It needs someone hands-on. You need an owner-manager. You know, it's like restaurant. It's like a restaurant.
Yes.
People think they can just buy a restaurant as an investment and let it run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work unless you are there. You need to be at that restaurant supervising your maitre d' and your chef and all of that sort of stuff and getting your vision through. And it's, you know, it's a lot easier to be there pushing your vision from the ground and leading it from the front than sort of phoning it in from somewhere else and saying, okay guys, this is what I want you to do.
Without knowing the exact conditions
there
on the ground,
doing it with them, showing them, you know, and proving that you're prepared to get in and like muck out as well and sweep the floors, you know.
So
there's a lot of potential, and hopefully we grow that. There's a lot of sort of branching ideas from there that we can, you know, not just be limited to the wall. Maybe actually one day getting other premises to be able to have, you know, I want to put some new routes, new climbing routes at the mall where we are. But if we can have a proper indoor venue you know, you're not limited sometimes by the rain coming in and then you can't climb.
That's true
And then sort of the climbing tourism aspect as well, forward, getting qualified up so that when tourists come, and there's a lot of interest from overseas people saying they want to come and climb. I mean, Spitzkopf, iconic. You know, if you could have climbed that, and you know, and there's amazing routes down at Alsenkær. So there are people that want to come into the country and climb, and they want a local guide to do it. So that's one of the longer term projects and not just me, get the team qualified up to be able to do that kind of thing, you know, upskill everyone.
All right, David Bishop, the deacon, officially dropping the mic, officially moving away from the broadcast wall. We wish you all the best, my good sir. It's a man that built a future media, not single-handedly, but he led the team. That's during a very difficult time, even during COVID. He's done a fantastic job. Future Media News is up and running. It's a full-fledged team, fully functioning, servicing the whole group.
All right. And we wish you all the best, my good sir.
We do.
I talk about, we talk about COVID, and I want to, like, because you sent it on.
Mm.
You put it out on our little, like, WhatsApp group where during the middle of COVID you had a caller call in. And, like, to me that was, at the time, one of the best sort of compliments about the work we did, because the guy was like, you know, when, you know, because we were doing the Corona Watch all the time, and I was updating people, and the guy phoned you in and sort of said, you know, when it was something about if David Bishop is there, we're gonna get through this.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, cool, that was awesome.
It goes still, back to the trust factor that you said.
I've still got that clip saved on my computer.
Right?
I remember that. Oh, man, that's how hard you worked.
Yeah.
You became a point of reference.
Come on.
Especially during the COVID-19 pandemic and the updates thereof. David Bishop, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Let's leave it at that. 8:44. If you just missed it, don't worry. It will be up on the website. That's David Bishop officially buying out of the broadcast world. When we come back, we will have a conversation with CJ Dumeni, the country manager of Yango.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.